still eating fish out there. You don't have to be snacking down on carp anymore.
Stronger and wetter than a bad girl's dream. The power of love. Huey Lewis and the News.
Kick it up, come on.
That song's only came out about 15 years before you were born. That's the thing that gets me. When they'll call the other children, oh, man,
I know, a long time ago.
I think it was 1998. Long time ago, 1998.
Well, Sterner never heard of Pokes Hollow Danny, and then he goes, yeah, I was born in 1983.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh. That does make me feel old.
I don't see how that's possible.
I go all the way back to the Wade Phillips era, the Cowboys.
How could he be born in 1983, and he played quarterback for the Razorbacks in 97?
He was a phenom. He's a child phenom.
He lied.
David and Cabot says his favorite.
I didn't do the math quick enough, did I?
Boom.
His favorite feel-good sporting moment is when the dad walked on the track in the Olympics and picked up his boy that had fallen, and together they walked across the finish line. I remember that was
that was a great moment.
It was a great moment. It was a great moment.
Nah, I'm not even going to comment on that.
Why?
Well, I just think it's noteworthy, and that's it.
We are live from the Gray Lake Resort State Park, the number one state park in the entire state of Arkansas in the year 2011. We're looking to get a game of Beat the Baz up. John Stewart, the golf course manager here at DeGray, is with us, as well as the youngest AD in the world, not just the nation, the world.
It's gotta be.
Everybody knows everybody around here. Yeah. You got the golf team down here, AJ. You're a Texas guy. You're talking with RJ. John, a little bit about your background in Texas.
Yeah. Can't go back to certain areas, you said.
Yeah. That's another radio show there. So, yeah.
Well, we'll do that one. That's later. Yeah,
that's late night.
That's right. RJ.
All right, baby, you got it?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's fire away. Get your contestant. Let's roll.
For the show. Get ready now. Go
now. Come
on. Come on.
Beat
the
Baz. Yeah, I'll beat the Baz. Will you want to beat the Baz?
I can beat the Baz. I can definitely beat the Baz.
It's time to beat the Baz.
Break out the fine china. Chill the lemonade. Tie yellow ribbon around the old oak.
Brought to you by Chip's Barbecue on West Markham. Call
225-4246. Have a give us some bags of freebies. That's cool.
Central Arkansas. Now it's time to beat the Baz. Here's Tommy Smith and David Basil.
We are here to play Beat the Baz. Who is our contestant?
Roger. We don't have a contestant, do we?
We don't have a contestant for Beat the Baz?
Sure, we do. Let's just go right to the phone. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes.
Your name?
Turn your radio up real, real loud or all the way off.
And put the phone right on the speaker.
All right. How old are you?
47.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a truck driver.
Okay, that's enough.
What's your name?
Jimmy.
Kenny?
Yeah, Jimmy, J-I-N-N-Y.
Jimmy. Okay, Jimmy.
Jimmy's 47. This should be interesting. Big baby, it's all on you now. You have a category.
Wow.
All of these songs have love in them.
Lord love.
Loving the title?
Loving the title?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And make sure that the contestant, Jimmy Kenny, can hear down the line.
It's Denny.
I'm right here.
You can't hear it.
Okay, I got it.
Aerosmith.
Got it.
Love in an Elevator.
Got it.
Jimmy Denny wasn't ready.
No, I wasn't ready.
One zip.
That was a practice.
Okay, let's
practice
do it again.
Round.
That didn't count. That was just for practice. Right. Here we go. Ready? Go. Let's have some fun.
This beat is sick. Lady Gaga.
What's the name of it?
Love's fun. Corner on your disco stick. Love me something. Actually, that's in my iPod. I can't believe he went Lady Gaga and beat the Baz.
We're the fun and what station?
Fun and game station.
Okay.
I do not know the name. Oh. Love games.
Got it.
Love games. Love games.
All right, Jimmy Denny.
Two zip. Beatles, Love Me Do.
Oh, my goodness.
Bam.
Here we go.
B-52s, Love Shack.
Boom, it's over. Wow. It's over. Down goes Jimmy Denny.
Kenny. It's Lenny.
Oh. What is
Arkansas, that? Baby.
What is
Arkansas, that? Baby.
Should I give him a consultation?
You know
prize?
What? Give him a prize and give me one, too, for putting up with that game.
I like their look on their faces when you get up into that.
Well, normally I would do this, but But I can't do it on this table. It would mess things up.
That's okay. Way to go, Jimmy Dinnikinney. you won something for just putting it up with it, and I'm going to go to the rave as well.
Well, the youngest AD has to go somewhere. We want to thank you for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Kel, thanks so much. Kel Gober,
good to see you. Have you lost some weight?
Young, articulate.
Well, I haven't found it in a couple of months yet.
What'd you find? What'd you lose? You've lost some weight, haven't you?
Yeah, about like 15 or 20.
Got a new president you're working for?
Yeah, Dr. Glenn Jones.
Excited about that?
Successful new TV show on TNT.
Did you negotiate a new deal with RJ for his services?
He's holding out. We're waiting to see if he's going to come to training camp right now.
Do you contract?
Do you need like an ass clown on the sidelines? I mean, I could do it.
You have a sideline report?
There's no costume necessary.
Right. No, I don't need a costume. I'll just get out there, cut a few jokes, you know, get the coach when they come off the sideline. Hey, coach, look, you're way behind. Looks like you're not going to make it. What you going to do?
Does he not want to do any imitations on the air?
No. He does great imitations, though.
We're going to get him online and off the air so people can tune in and hear him, and he'll be anonymous.
That's right. Anonymous.
I appreciate
you guys.
Hey, we appreciate you. Good luck this season, buddy.
Good luck this year. We'll be pulling for you.
Thanks. Pull for me. See you.
Have us down for the Battle of the Big Ravine down there. I know Rex Nelson's trying to get it on game day down there.
Hey, John says he's gone.
I wear the shirts. Nobody else wears the shirts.
What?
I wear the shirts.
John says he's gone now. How good is the golf team?
See you, buddy. Boom.
They have gotten a lot better. Yeah, they got a new coach in. The new coach is great. So, yeah, they really turned it around. So,
you know, what kind of cool gig would that be in college? I'm the golf coach. I mean, really? How cool a gig is that?
Unless your girlfriend's riding on the back of it. No, that was a swim coach, wasn't it? Was that who that was? Okay.
Well, you remember Julie the intern. She played at Henderson.
Oh, did she really? Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Is there
a male?
We drove by. The golf course looks beautiful. Great condition. And it's not just super crowded. You know, or I guess weekends it probably is, right?
Yeah, we've been real busy. You know, during the week we die down a little bit, but been busy the last couple weekends. The heat hurts us in the afternoons, but in the morning we still get a lot of play. We just get early play. Yeah. But no, we've got some rain here lately, so that has helped, and we're looking good.
I made the point that that it looked like it's a very forgiving course that you can actually, like for us, we like to be able to hit it into another fairway and still be able to find our ball and hit back.
Well, the neat thing about DeGray is you've kind of got two different courses in one. Our front nine, which you see coming down the road, open, very forgiving. Going to the back, a lot tighter, a lot more narrow fairways, a lot more trees. So, really, you're getting the best of both worlds. So,
okay. I mean, think about it. We could go play golf, come back, get a massage.
Yes.
Go take a bike ride.
Well, Tommy,
ride the horses.
I'd love to do that.
Tommy said he's going to be back by noon.
I'm not talking about today. I'm just talking about coming back.
Will you do it?
Kayaking, horseback riding, golf, massage, cycling, camping. Fishing
on three.
Kayaking.
Ready, break.
How about that? Boom, 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 boom. You know, no charge for that, Mike.
We're going to be
just
coming
put that out there like I was like I owned the place.
RJ and I would love. I don't know the other two guys, but we'd love to come down here in a couple of weeks and play the court. You know what? I'm just taking them up. You know, okay. I don't want them just to make some.
What are your requirements when you go?
And I got to wear a shirt.
No. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
You have to have three sleeves of new balls. Anything? One choice of something in the pro shop.
I need a glove. I'm going to need a
glove.
I'm going to need a new glove. I'm going to need a DeGray Lake Resort State Park glove. Do you have one of those? I'm going to need a couple of patches.
We've got that. We've got junior gloves, so you're covered there. So you're in good shape.
That's all right.
Oh, my goodness.
That's all right. You know what? It just cost you two. It just cost you,
you know, one for both hands.
Tommy brought up the rain deal. I was noticing the course is really green. How in the heck? What's the water bill out here? I mean, how do you
get it out there?
Our water bill is right out that window. So we pump from the lake, and that's why the lake is so low right now.
That's a heck of a deal.
We run water constantly.
Self-supporting.
That's a heck of a deal.
Sure it is.
Yes, it is.
Really is nice. Yeah.
All right, let's ask John. Do you know what year that the Lake Gray, the Gray Lake Resort, or actually this lake was done? Do you remember?
I'm thinking it's 1973.
Am I incorrect?
Close on that?
He's fired. Get him 72? Out of here. 1963.
Okay, maybe the park was created in 73.
The lodge was 75.
Okay. The lodge was in 75.
Trick question, John. Trick question.
He found that out right now.
How much do you think, Roger, did it cost in 1972 to complete the dam?
I already know how much. I did my
RJ,
homework.
What do you
to
think?
To complete the dam?
To complete the dam in 1972 here.
Probably about.
That's their dollars.
You know what? Let me take this back. You are right, my friend. John, you're right. It started in 63, completed in 72.
Boom.
He
found it.
I knew it all along.
Take
it
back. Give him a raise.
The dam cost $1.8 million.
Oh, my gosh.
1.8 million. How about 63 million?
Yeah.
How about that?
And that's 1967.
I don't know what the dam looks like.
Why don't you watch your mouth?
I thought you rode across it last.
That's the levee. That's the levee. The turbines generate electricity for parts of Arkansas, Texas, and Oklahoma. How about that?
Listen.
Okay, listen.
Loving you.
Come on, Roger.
God.
Loving you.
You tour.
I can't believe he's. Oh, is this his continuation of Beat the Bass?
Is that what?
Well, it's our break music, but it is also that.
Well, listen, here we go. This is one of the Elvis's greats.
This is a horrible song.
He never watched this movie again after his mama died.
It's Loving You, isn't it?
That's right. You know, I could have been singing this if I'd come back riding with y'all.
But no.
All right, we are live at the Great Lake Resort State
Park. RJ, Matt, Big Baby, yes. RJ, just look at you like, you know, who would have punched up that song?
No, I'm not.
Well,
you're just stirring stuff up, Baz.
Tommy did too.
All the Elvis songs out there, you play that.
It was next in line on Beat the Bass.
I would have gotten that one.
Sure.
Well, of course he would have.
Is there another? Is there a better song?
Who else
Elvis
listening would have gotten it?
Let's go Jailhouse Rocks.
Thank you to Steve and Becca again for the homegrown tomatoes that we have. Gail Gober, thank you very much for stopping by.
Yeah, that was awful nice to drop by with one of them dropped by with his little girl.
Yeah, that was Stephen and Becca.
By the way, how much does it cost to play a round of golf here?
Run you around $35 on the weekend.
Unless you come with me.
With cart, yes.
You know what? We need to give away a pack. One of those. We just need to give away a golf package. You come down and play golf with it.
Before y'all get out of town, we better get these Office Olympics straightened out and really be able to have them.
All right, done.
Sit around playing worthless.
Listen, RJ is watching. Is looking at Asian pregnant porn, and we are live from the park of the year in 2011, DeGray Lake Resort State Park, and it's not too far from my mama's house, which makes it that much sweeter.
Good thing that was a short song.